to judicial sale on May 7, 2025 from the Pike County Assessment Office. Crew 139, chartered by the veterans of foreign wars, has requested permission to use the parking lot for their first fundraising event. Similarly, Milford Cub Scout Pack 1071 has requested to use the parking lot for a fundraising car wash. Both groups have submitted their certificates of insurance. Penn Future. Staff attorney Bridget sent recently shared a newly developed resource, a model ordinance for data center users. PennDOT. Jeffrey Roebuck sent an estimate for super paving T432 7th Street. Jean Mary Pissarro, the executive director of Pike Autism Support Services, shared that they are planning to hold another run walk on Sunday, October 5, 2025. And that's all.
Excuse me, you have no internet.
The Zoom went down. See if you can get it back up. Thank you, Kevin. Now we need the Jeopardy music, right? All right. Back in business.
Zoning Hearing Board position application.
Did call Pike County Conservation District about the violations that were there.
Eric Vogelsberg?
Yeah, on his on Eric's property.
Mm-hmm.
And I did speak to Chris Mesler. He's the engineer for Pike County Conservation District. He said there was nothing illegal done there. It's just things haven't been finished yet. And it takes time. Like, they write them up as a violation for no grass growing because it didn't start growing yet. But it has to be done. He said there's no other way to write it other than as a violation on the on that. And the only other thing was they have a porch off the back of the house, which was on the plans all along, but nobody put it on the plans for the soil and erosion control because it's 9 feet off the ground. But Pike County Conservation says that's part of lot coverage.
So the porch wasn't added to the house?
No. It wasn't on the plot plan because nobody thought it would be
impervious
surface, yeah.
Okay, so he did not, there's not a situation where something was built there without a permit.
Right.
It was on the plan.
It was on the original house plan the whole time.
Okay.
That's just wanted great. To verify and see where we were at. But he said everything else is just waiting on the contractor to finish certain parts of it.
Okay.
All right.
Did you want to make a motion?
I would like to make a motion that we accept Eric Vogelsberg wanting to be on the Zoning Hearing Board to fill the position, one of the positions.
So as a regular member?
As a regular member, yeah.
Okay, I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 So passed.
Thank you for checking into it, Bob.
Update on the zoning map.
Update on the zoning map. It's on every agenda. We had to change one property. Last time I told you that the Eckes has sent a letter that their property wanted to be commercial, and I looked and it was commercial. They own two properties, the front property and the back property. And when I looked at our minutes from when we did it at the planning level, both were supposed to be DD district, commercial. Because they'd always been commercial. And there was a business run off the back property. So I just had that change. That's the only change we had to do to the map. It should have never been put in residential. I don't even know how that happened.
So there's, this is a new map?
This is a brand new map. There's a copy here and a copy in the office.
Has that map been sent to county?
It's getting sent to county now because we're doing the, I just got everything together. Bought the stakes and we printed out the notice, got the plastic to put it in, and Harvey and Logan, while they're traveling the roads, are going to put up the postings for us.
Well, that's the only place that could have got changed, was the county.
Yeah, I know. We've been back and forth so many times.
That's the old Williams property. The property in the back was always where they operated the business out of. So.
When was the change made?
When we did the last map. It came up residential for some reason. And when I look at the map that we put up forward from the planning board, that was supposed to stay commercial.
When was it changed back the way you want it to be?
Thursday, maybe. Wednesday or Thursday, I think I went up. And I called Pike County Planning and had them change that one, and they did and sent it back to me.
Okay, did you talk to Tony at that point?
Not yet. But I told Tony that their property was commercial, that it should have been commercial. He didn't have a problem with that. But we did have to change the map. So now the map is on here for review. That was what that one in Kosha is his name, I think. He came in, but his is commercial. He got a letter from Tony because the county was saying it should be residential. So he's on the list to get a letter. But he came in and I went over it with him. I said, no, yours has always been commercial. Well, it's remaining commercial. He just thought it was getting changed to residential. But when I looked up the Eckes name, I didn't realize they owned two. It was two properties. I thought it was just the one. So when I went back, I looked at the map that we marked up, and that was supposed to be commercial. He shows a commercial on the first map for some reason. I think it's even commercial on the 91 map.
Based on the one request that we got on the map and Tony's response to that, I'm not sure that putting a new map out before the hearing is the proper procedure, because it's only that one half of their property. The impression I got from what we got from Tony was that we should stick with the map that was part of the advertisement, and that if we made a change at the hearing as a result of the feedback that we got that was not substantial, we could make that change and adopt the map accordingly. And I just want to make sure that we
I'll give Tony a call.
Because otherwise, I don't know. I mean, we posted, 90-some properties?
Yeah, because I told him there was only one change I had to make, and he never said, don't do it.
For a hearing in 10 days, right, I would hate to see us have to repost 90-some properties again because of that one little change for a new hearing date and punt it down the road even more.
Like I said, I'll give him a call and make sure, but I still got the other maps if we need them.
I look forward to you following up after you talk to Tony, and we'll make sure that gets done the way it needs to be done.
Could I just ask a quick question? On that property you were talking about, is that one piece of property that has two areas that are where they both have
two to be separate gone? Properties, but they're one behind one in front of the other, or one behind the other.
Under the same ownership, though?
Under the same ownership.
Okay. Thank you.
And then, Bob?
Yeah, I think that's it. I already said. Harvey and Logan are going to start posting the properties.
And our new business. June 30th, joint meeting in the Board of Supervisors of the Planning Commission to discuss Section 407 of the Zoning Ordinance. Need authorization to advertise.
So moved.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So passed. Payroll, schedule confirmation and fund transfers, Meyer.
Meyer asked us to authorize fund transfers for every payroll period in advance so that we don't end up having them at various different times instead of on the same biweekly schedule. So I asked to have that put on the agenda. I'll make a motion that we authorize a $5,000 transfer for each payroll period for the Monday before the payroll.
Didn't she ask for the whole month?
The whole month.
She asked for the month?
Yeah.
I think she asked for the month.
They asked for the whole month that we transfer.
The taxes are due in the middle of the month, and then...
Because of the taxes?
Yeah, so she wants us to transfer for the whole month.
All right.
And in April, it was $20,000, so maybe $25,000, including the federal tax.
I'll withdraw the motion. $25,000 to do for the whole month in advance makes me nervous.
I mean, for whole June, it might be somewhere around $25,000.
That's a lot of interest lost every month.
Yeah, they said it actually isn't that much.
No.
Man. That was already brought up.
Yeah, I think I did read that.
I would do it the week of the payroll, but I understand that the taxes are due. I understand why she's asking, because she doesn't want to be penned in when she makes the tax payment.
How often do they pay taxes? Can we pay taxes quarterly?
Are there biweekly taxes?
Yeah.
Which is Pennsylvania withholding. The federal taxes are due monthly, which is around $4,000 every month. And then there are quarterly taxes. That's every 3 months.
That method doesn't work. I'm going to have to look at her number, where she got her number from.
I have printed every month's expenses for payroll. I can bring it now. I have it in the
Okay. Why don't we move on and come back to this at the end?
Okay.
I will make a motion that we table this to the end of the meeting.
I'll second that. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 So passed. Planning for the 250th anniversary celebration, July 4th, 2026, Commissioner's Office.
The commissioners sent us a communication asking us to adopt an America 250 resolution and to consider participating in the parade that they're going to be having in Milford Borough for 4th of July 2026. I think we should probably do a proclamation for America 250, and I'm not certain what we want to do in terms of participation in the parade, but I do think that we might want to consider at some future point doing a community engagement committee to plan out activities like that. But I would like to see us put a proclamation on the agenda for maybe our first meeting in July.
I'll second that. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So passed.
If anybody has any ideas about a parade float for the township, please let us know.
I think Mr. Helms drives us supervisors. On Route 6. You got to have something that's big enough to carry them, don't you?
Oh, yeah. We'll find something.
We're on earned income tax presentation. Mr. Hunt.
Good evening. Thank you for having me this evening. My name is Jim Hunt. I'm the Director of Governmental Relations for Berkheimer Tax Innovations. We're currently the earned income tax administrator for Pike County. Tonight, we'll provide you with an overview of how the earned income tax works. And how it would affect your residents here in Milford Township. The earned income tax was authorized under Act 511 in 1965. Gives municipalities the right to tax residents and non-residents up to a rate of 1%. In order to apply that tax, you must pass an ordinance utilizing the same rules and regulations that any other municipal ordinance would need to be passed. The earned income tax is levied on earned income, which is line 1 and line 4 of the PA 40 form. It includes wages, commissions, net profits. It does not include retirement benefits, unemployment, and those unearned income sources that individuals may have, such as annuities and trusts and any type of investment income. So it is actually based upon the exact same income that is filed with the Pennsylvania Department of Revenue online and for wages and earnings on the PA 40, as well as most earnings that are reported on line 4 of the PA 40. The one caveat there is there are business not-profits that are paid on for subchapter S corporations. Under current legislation, subchapter S corporation income is considered to be investment income, so it would not be taxed under a local earned income tax. Earned income tax is always returned to the municipality and or school district that the individual resides in, but do remain in the municipality where they work, if that municipality currently has an earned income tax in place. There are currently 2,560 municipalities in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Only 92 of them do not have an earned income tax in place at this time. The majority of those are located here in Pike, Wayne and Susquehanna County, and Delaware. But there are a number of municipalities here in Pike County that have enacted that tax in the last several years. So any of your residents are working in those municipalities, as well as any other municipality in this area. They are paying, in most cases, 1% to where they work, and those funds are remaining where they are employed. So if you were to decide to implement an earned income tax, those monies would be returned beginning with the first quarter of 2026 to the township. Earned income taxes are reported and remitted by employers every quarter, with the first quarter being due April 30th. The second quarter being due July 30th, third quarter October 30th, and the fourth quarter January 30th of the following year. So currently, there are we estimate that 40% of your total population would be subject to an earned income tax based upon the most recent census data that was available to us. There are 1,523 residents of Milford Township, so we would estimate that 609 of those individuals would be subject to the earned income tax if you were to implement it. In 2024, 278 of your residents paid the earned income tax where they worked, to the tune of $70,564.25. So based upon that number, almost 50% of those that would be subject to the earned income tax are already paying it where they work. So you would be looking at, if you implemented this tax, that it would be levied on individuals, you know, who are either self-employed and live within Milford Township or are currently working in a neighboring state. With that stated, under current legislation, those individuals that work in the state of New York are taxed at New York's non-resident tax rate, which is much higher than it is here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. So they get to apply the state tax that is paid to them, paid to New York, first against their Pennsylvania liability, 3.07%. Then they have the right to utilize that remaining credit up to the tax rate that is due here in a municipality in Pennsylvania on those same wages. So most individuals that work in New York pay little or no earned income tax to the municipality they live in. There are some that do pay some taxes because New York does allow for deductions such as 401k plans, child care programs, and days worked outside the state. Since they're not being taxed in New York, those wages are taxed by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and thus locally as well. We estimate, based upon those other municipalities here in the Tri-County area, that about 15% of your total taxables would be eligible for some type of credit from New York. But in regards to that, any individual working here in Milford Township who does not have an earned income tax where they live, if you were to implement that, they would pay the 1% if you were taxing non-residents. And those funds would remain here in the township, including those individuals who reside in New York and or New Jersey, or one of the many municipalities here in Pike County that do not have an earned income tax. There are a number of municipalities that have, one municipality recently implemented it here in the area, South Canaan Township's tax began at 0.5% on April 1st. So those individuals that may be working in South Canaan are not included in that figure of 278 individuals. Nor are those individuals that may be employed in Tioga or Northampton County, where we are not the administrator, so we do not know how many of your residents may be working in either of those counties. So that number of 278 individuals and total EIT of $70,564 may be higher than what we have access to at this time. So if the township were to consider enacting an earned income tax, you would be required to bring it up at a public meeting. The supervisors would have to vote to investigate that, at which point you would begin the process of advertising that you intend to enact an earned income tax, advertising the date that you will be passing that ordinance, and you have the right to tax it from a rate of 1% or less. And then at that meeting, what you have advertised for the enactment, you would have the right to enact the tax or not enact the tax, but that would be at your discretion. We can provide to the township all the information that you would need to continue to investigate this further, including sample ordinances, advertisements that you would utilize in the local newspaper, as well as the information I presented tonight in a written proposal. But that is a general overview of how the earned income tax works here in Pennsylvania.
How much does Berkheimer get paid?
I'm sorry. We're under contract under Act 32 with Pike County. Our commission is 3% of what we collect and distribute to the township. We estimate that in year one, the township would collect between $160,000 and $180,000 in earned income tax from your residents. In year two, which would be the first full year, 2027, that number would rise to between $210,000 and $240,000. That does not take into account the fact that you may also receive non-resident earned income taxes from individuals employed here. We're unable to do that an estimate on that because we don't have any employment information on exactly who works here in the township. So those individuals that are currently now working in Milford Borough or Westfall or Matamoros, which make up the lion's share of those 278 people, that are subject to the tax, those monies, if you were to enact an earned income tax, would return here, and those municipalities would lose that revenue. But that is, as we explain to any municipality that enacts an earned income tax and has a non-resident tax rate, that non-resident tax money should not be depended upon because they can be taken at any point by neighboring municipalities whose residents work there. And in this case, that would be what would happen.
So the numbers that you just threw out as year one and year two, those are based on what taxation rate?
It's based upon a rate of 1%.
Based on the maximum.
Correct. And currently, unlike in the past, as of 2012, the school district cannot take any of your earned income tax revenue. If you were to enact a tax at 1%, your rate would always be 1%. If the school district would decide to want to implement an earned income tax, they are required under Act 1 to do it via voter referendum, and it would be district-wide, and that tax rate would be over and above any tax rate that currently is in place within any municipality in your school district.
How about, we have a company here that brings probably 50% of our employees in from another state, and I believe they're paid through the company that brings them here.
Under Act 32, any employer that establishes a location, even temporarily, is required to register as an employer with the administrator, which would be us here in Pike County. If those individuals are coming here on a daily basis and working, they would be subject to your earned income tax.
Because they bus them in here.
They're bussed in from Jersey and New York, and well, paid by Jersey and New York.
Well, if they're being paid for work provided here in Westfall Township, that those earnings would be taxable to you at 1%.
Has there been any case law regarding the retention of tax collected by the employer location as whether or not it is unequal taxation?
It is not. There's been no such legislation such as that. For the most part, Act 511, which is, as I stated, has been in place since 1965, has not been amended or challenged at any point. In fact, it was further strengthened by Act 32, which went into effect in January 1st of 2012, which requires every employer within the Commonwealth now to identify, down to an employee level, the tax rate that individual's responsible for, either their resident rate or their non-resident rate. So currently, residents of Milford Township that work in Milford Borough are identified by their employers as having no tax due here to Milford Township, but 1% due to Milford Borough. They are required to withhold it, remit it, and then when it gets identified as belonging to a resident here in Milford Township, it gets distributed to Milford Borough. There's been no challenge to taxing non-residents that I'm aware of at any period of time, and I've been working for my organization for almost 31 years now.
And when the local municipality where the residence is charges less than the workplace, does the workplace amount still get withheld and
yes,
the difference gets remitted to the workplace?
Correct. So what would happen, we use South Canaan Township as an example. When they originally were looking to implement the tax, they were looking at 1%. When they passed that final ordinance, it was at 0.5%. So now residents of South Canaan Township that are working in the city of Scranton, where we're paying 1% to where they work, half of that will come back to South Canaan Township. The other half will remain in the city of Scranton. So they continue to be subject to a 1% earned income tax. It's just how those funds are divided and distributed on a quarterly basis.
Are there requirements for property tax when income tax is implemented?
There is no requirement to make any adjustments to any tax that you currently collect when you put an earned income tax in. Most municipalities that put it in, an earned income tax, put it in for various reasons, including they have infrastructure work that needs to be done, and they just do not have the tax base to support that. Or, you know, they have reached their maximum millage, and they now need an additional revenue source. Or, as you pointed out earlier, they have an aging community that in a county that may be looking to do reassessment, and this is one way to move that tax burden from all from property taxes to those individuals that are employed. And as it stated, many cases are already paying it, so it just simply brings the money back into the municipality where they live to provide the services that they expect from you.
In terms of the cash flow, you gave the deadlines of when the employers have to remit it. How long does it take for Berkheimer to distribute it to the
municipalities.
We
are required under Act 32 to identify and distribute those monies within 30 days of receipt. So in most cases, you receive the lion's share of the quarterly earned income taxes in May, August, November, and February. But you also continue to receive revenues in between those periods of time because the other collectors in the Commonwealth, and we collect for 32 of the 68 tax collection districts, are required to reciprocate monies collected in their areas to us within 30 days, and then we distribute those to the municipality. So you do continue to see EIT revenues in those in between months. It's just not as significant as it is in the 30 days after the close of the quarter. Also, large employers here in the Commonwealth, such as Walmart or Sheetz, have the opportunity under Act 32, instead of having to file with in each county that they have physical locations, to file with one administrator. In order to do that, they have to agree to remit those monies on a monthly basis. So in the case of Walmart, they file on a monthly basis with through Montgomery County. And Montgomery County is one of the 32 tax collection districts. We then identify those funds to where each of those Walmart employees live, and distribute those monies on a monthly basis. And there are a fair number of employers that have taken advantage of that option, including Lehigh Valley Health System and a lot of larger healthcare programs, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. They all remit to the in counties on a monthly basis. The lion's share of those monthly file is actually filed with Berkheimer because they're located in Berkheimer areas. So you would see those funds from Walmart and Lehigh Valley Health Network and some of the other larger businesses that file with us on a monthly basis.
Are there minimum income levels or exemptions for temporary workers?
There are not. That would actually be based upon your ordinance. You would have the right to put in an income exemption in your earned income tax ordinance up to $12,000. But we do caution municipalities that are looking at new earned income taxes against doing so for the simple reason. We'll use a resident of Milford Township that currently works in Milford Borough. They're paying a 1% earned income tax. Milford Borough's earned income tax rate on non-residents begins at $1. So the $12,000 that you're not taxing, they have the right to retain those funds. So there's no benefit whatsoever to your resident.
Questions?
Yeah. Before you said it was based on taxable income to the IRS?
The Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Or Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
What about taxable income from Social Security?
It is not. That's not considered earned income. Okay. Social Security, unemployment, any type of pension programs that you're receiving funds from, railroad pensions, Black Lung, those type of programs, none of that is considered to be earned income and would not be subject to this tax.
Questions from?
Berkheimer has a mountain of personal information, and what do you do to protect that?
Well, each year we go through an a SOC 1 audit where we have an outside auditing firm that comes in and checks all of our security protocols. We do run on a daily basis checks on our internet sites and so forth to make sure that we're not being infiltrated. We do have any of our employees that are logging into our system have to go through two-part authentication where we have, you know, every incoming and outgoing email goes through that process to make sure that our information is being safeguarded.
Thank you.
Has Berkheimer ever had a breach?
We have not.
Now, the numbers you're throwing, did you base that off like a $45,000 a year average?
I utilized the most recent census information, which, I can give you that exact number. Based upon the most recent census information, they estimated that the average working population here in the township makes about $48,000 a year. But I actually backed that down to a number in between the per capita, mm-hmm. which is shown at $24,663 and that $48,000 to come up with our estimate. I can tell you in the 30 years that I've been doing this, our estimates have always come in as being very, very conservative. And I would, at any point, we would be more than happy to provide you with references of areas that we've helped implement this tax, including, I was personally involved in helping Milford Borough, Westfall, and Matamoros when they decided to look at this and implementing their taxes, as well as I work with your local rep for South Canaan Township as well. But that 40%. Taxation rate is, based upon 40 years of experience collecting and earning income taxes throughout the Commonwealth. And my company has actually been in business, it'll be 90 years as of 2026. So
what's the process? Somebody all of a sudden has to pay the Berkheimer taxes, it's colloquially known. Do they do this separately? Do they send Berkheimer a check? How does it work?
Well, employers here in the Commonwealth are required to withhold the tax from each of their employees' pay. Based upon identifying down to each employee level whether that individual has a resident rate where they work or a resident rate where they live, and then they withhold and remit that to the county administrator.
A lot of self-employed people here.
Self-employed individuals would be required to make quarterly estimates, just as they are required to make those same estimates to the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and the Internal Revenue Service. And those estimates are based upon the prior year's net profits, broken out over four payments. As long as those individuals make payments equal to 100% of the prior year's liability or 90% of the current year liability, there is no interest and penalty charged. But if they fail to make those quarterly payments, they are subject the interest and penalty on the amounts that are estimated as if they were earned in four equal installments when they file.
So all of a sudden, people who are subject to this tax who are self-employed have an additional filing burden?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Can you actually make too much with that type of a tax for the state? Municipalities are only supposed to make enough to cover all their expenses and maybe a reserve if nobody paid taxes for a year.
There's no limit on the amount of earned income tax that you can take in. You're going to put that revenue into your budget and utilize it as general revenue as you see fit. I have worked with a number of municipalities over the three plus decades I've been with Berkheimer, that once they've implemented an earned income tax and seen the revenue stream that's coming in from the residents, have had the opportunity to lower the real estate millage rate, which benefits your senior citizen population and continue to fund the programs that you're required to provide, as well as to provide any additional support to your local fire and ambulance corps, or to do infrastructure updates within your municipality. Yeah, but there's no cap on how much earned income tax you can collect beyond the 1% on residents and non-residents living and working here.
Any questions?
Any other questions?
A couple of brief ones, please. I know you mentioned as far as municipalities in Pike County, with EITs, Milford Borough, Matamoros,
Westfall,
Lehman Township.
Lehman
has Porter. Porter Township has it.
Lehman's had it forever.
Yeah, Lehman's had it for,
Well, East Stroudsburg School District has it, right?
Yes, East Stroudsburg School, almost, except, sorry, every municipality in Monroe County currently has an earned income tax in place. In fact, in most counties, every municipality has it. As I stated, there's 2,560 municipalities in Pennsylvania.
Send them an email tomorrow.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you.